Then Taki smiles for the first time and removes the caster. Keiko modern girl, he nods. Bodycon. Yes, very, very modern. Bodycon, she knows, means body conscious, Japanese for buff. The caster, its tan faux cork filter glittering wetly, goes back between his lips. He roots through his pockets in turn, produces a Hello Kitty lighter, and lights his cigarette. Not a plastic disposable, but a chromed Zippo, or clone thereof, Case feels as though the lighter has followed her here from Kittyland, a spy for the Hello Kitty group mind. She smells benzene. He puts it away. Number very hard. Keiko told me that you were very clever to find the number. He nods, seems pleased, perhaps. Smokes. Taps ash into an Asahi ashtray. There's a small, cheap-looking television behind the bar, just at the periphery of Case's vision. It's made of transparent plastic and shaped something like a football helmet. On its 6-inch screen, she sees a screaming human face attempting to thrust itself through a sheet of very thin latex, then a quick clip of the South Tower collapsing, then 4 green melons, perfectly round, rolling along on a flat white surface. Keiko told me that you would give me the number, forcing the smile again. Keiko says you are very kind. Taki's face darkens. She hopes it's a deeper level of embarrassment kicking in, or something to do with that specific alcohol processing enzyme the Japanese lack, and not anger. He suddenly whips a palm from his inside jacket pocket and pokes its infrared slit at her. He wants to beam her the number. I don't have one, she tells him. He frowns, fumbles out a fat, retro-looking pen. She's ready for this, slipping him the napkin she'd drawn her Roppongi map on. He frowns, scrolls on his palm, then copies a number on the edge of the folded napkin. She watches as he copies 3 groups of 4 numbers each, the pen's felt tip blurring in the coarse weave of the paper. Upside down, 83046805-2235, like a FedEx waybill number. She takes it as he closes his pen. She quickly reaches down into the luggage label bag, which she surreptitiously unzipped against just this eventuality, and comes up with the envelope containing the Judy image. She wants you to have this, she tells him. She's afraid he'll tear it as he fumbles the envelope open. His hands are trembling. But then he gets it out, has a look, and she sees his eyes are wet with tears.